Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, I'm Danny Wright, artist and producer of Rebrand. Moore gave me the script to read for the intro. Did you know Patreon is great? Especially ours, because it automatically connects you to our award-winning Discord. By award-winning, he means he wrote number one Discord on a piece of paper and held it up to the camera once. Honestly, it was just confusing, a little bit sad. He didn't even spell Discord right. Anyway, he's not wrong. Our Patreon is great, and it's only $5. And you get lots of fun content. You get video episodes, hangouts once a month. Last time we played Jackbox games, that was really fun. But anyway, enjoy this episode where the gang takes on the unfortunately named Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands. Whether they be snack foods.
Yum, yum.
Celebrities.
Hey, it's fucking Tom Cruise.
Or religious institutions.
I'm in a meal.
I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Ward Burke.
I thought you were going to do a sound
okay,
for
okay, do
me.
It again. I forgot. Do it again. I forgot.
I'm Ashley Birch.
Ah, oh, I don't know a sound for you, honey. I'm sorry. There's no way to do this and have it not reflect poorly on me, I think. This is our second time doing it, and I tried to make it less weird, and it was weirder. And I'm Mort Burke.
Why, yeah, whoa, whoa. That's yours.
That is me. I agree. That is me. I agree. That's my sound. It's my sound avatar.
I don't know what that was.
The one you did for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a little bit. I caught a little bit kind of like a soulful Beach Boys thing or something.
So, honey.
Yeah.
I think we've sort of decided to return to our roots a little bit.
Yeah.
Get back to what this whole fucking podcast was supposed to be about.
This is great because this is a good preview for next week's episode with the guys from Good Morning from Hell, which is hilarious. I'm not going to say what they recommended, but they recommended a brand to rebrand, and it was so fun that I was like, yeah, we got to get back to brands.
It's almost like when you – there's a whole – it's almost like – good night.
Bye.
It's almost like it's in the fucking name. We went too mystical. We went too way. We swung for the fences too crazy. We were like, let's rebrand concepts. There are so many brands. The whole point of this goddamn, the origin of this was that I asked you to rebrand Snickers.
What you're saying is true, and I am taking it personally.
Yes,
and,
you should.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
All right,
just
triple kidding. Ouch. Quadruples ouch. But the thing is, look, you can't, a lot of times finding your voice involves experimentation.
It involves making sometimes 500 episodes of a podcast.
63. Sometimes you got to go away from home to recognize how much it means to you.
I'm sorry, honey.
That's all right.
Do you feel offended?
No, no,
actually.
It's totally offended. Hey, it's good for the pod, baby. You should slap me. You know what I mean? Let's get the clip out there. Full on punch me in the mouth and let's get a million views. Ashley Birch.
Here comes.
Ashley, yep. Yeah. Aw, thanks, honey.
I love you.
And then now you hit me really hard.
So you had the idea for this week's rebrand.
Yeah, I want to do Oscar Mayer. I think the company. But uh-huh. I think we should, because I believe they do a whole host of lunch and meats.
I believe they do. I believe they began their storied history probably with the Oscar Mayer Wiener, right?
Sure, that's my assumption.
Which, first of all,
yeah,
I gotta say,
yeah,
there's a song. I don't know when this song is contemporary to when it came out.
Yeah.
But it's a little girl going, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah.
And Stephanie. Why?
Yeah, horrifying.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You want to be an Oscar minor wiener?
Like to consider it generously. Perhaps it's the thing where it's like this little kid doesn't know, is so young, they don't know the difference between what they want to eat and what they are.
But if we're not being generous,
then that's,
if Stephanie really does just want to be an Oscar Mayer wiener, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You want to be a series of indeterminate meats stuffed into its own casing and consumed by Americans at baseball games?
Yeah, Stephanie's a very sick person. She needs a trip to the hospital.
Stephanie
needs to go to the ICU.
Stephanie needs to be 5150. Yep. God bless her.
Yeah, we got
to
get her on some Thorazine stat. But here's what I think they. Okay, so the, uh-huh. Right, and then there's also my something has a first name. It's OSCAR.
Oh, my
baloney.
My baloney has a first name. It's OSCAR.
So I will say they did do this kind of brilliant thing of like getting these disgusting earworms into people's heads.
Right.
Mostly by exploiting children.
Yes.
To sing the tune.
Exclusively.
Yeah. Right. So, and I think that's probably why they're still around today. It's not the quality of the meat. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the branding.
And the branding was mostly targeting the children and making them sing for money.
Yeah, totally. And that worked beautifully in the 50s. I think
my baloney
has a first name.
What really strikes me about, oh no, you're right. That's really crazy too. I was like, my baloney, the ownership of baloney.
Right.
I care about this baloney so much. It is my baloney.
Yes.
But you are correct that the most insane part of that sentence is has a first name.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. This baloney that I will soon absorb has a first name. Yeah. Oscar. OSCAR. My baloney has a second name.
Meyer.
I think it's Mayer.
Mayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the idea being that
she's humanizing the baloney. I think
like making it like this is a latchkey kid comes home.
Sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Absent parents, certainly.
Yes.
Because why else would you personify baloney?
Neglectful. Although maybe it's just because of capitalism, they got to get three jobs that they can't afford to pay the bills. But
can you imagine her like coming home, latchkey kid? It's after she had a bad day at school.
Yes.
She's creating a sandwich and she goes, okay, Oscar.
Yeah.
It's your big day.
And it sounds like it's her only friend, maybe.
I know. Guess what she does? She fucking eats him.
Yeah. Yeah, that
she
guy.
She talked Oscar when putting a pizza of mayo on you.
Yeah.
Oscar, do you like lettuce?
Yeah. Yeah. So much like the previous song, both indicative of a child with a whole host of emotional and psychiatric problems.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
We got to change this, honey. For the uninitiated, for the Gen Z among us, maybe.
Okay.
Or the foreign to us, the Americans.
The teens and the internationals love Rebrand.
Oh, the main demos.
They can't get it up. Gen Alf
loves us.
We're number uno, baby.
So I think we need to maybe tell them a little bit what Oscar Mayer is.
Okay.
It's current brand.
Yeah, it's a company that makes organ meats for sandwiches.
Good God.
I fucking play it as it lays, baby. I'm not even, that's not an exaggeration. That's what they do, I think.
Organ meats.
I think so, right?
Well, okay, this is what the wiki says. It's an American meat and cold cut producer, not much better, known for its hot dogs, bologna, bacon, ham, and Lunchables products.
Okay.
And it's a subsidiary of Kraft Heinz.
Okay.
Wow. Can you imagine being known for your bologna as a person?
As like a...
Because Oscar Mayer is certainly, yeah, for the founder of the company, Oscar F. Mayer.
You think he's a guy who's...
He is. He's the founder of the company, named it after himself. He's known for his bologna.
Yeah, he was. I think he's one of these creeps that's real into it. That's what I think.
The fuck is bologna,
First of all, it was founded in 18... Oh, yeah, the bologna sausage Wikipedia page looks fucking wet and gross.
Is an American cooked sausage.
Uh-huh.
Which is an imitation of Italian mortadella.
Yeah, which that's what they called me at the Italian restaurant I worked at sometimes. Mortadella.
They really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
It includes black pepper, nutmeg, allspice, celery seed, coriander, and myrtle berries.
Myrtle berries.
I hate that, kind of.
Okay.
Oh, wait. In North America, a simple and popular bologna slices are layered with seasoned cream cheese to make the appearance of a cake. No one's ever eaten that in their life.
Yeah, it says a bologna cake exists, which is bologna slices layered. Okay, click on bologna cake, please.
Give me
a break. Bologna cake is not a fucking thing. Come on.
Oh, is a dish popular in the southern United States? To who?
All right. I just fucking secede already.
The dish contains of layers of sliced bologna sausage and cream cheese with ranch dressing or other seasoning of the cream cheese, and it looks like a red velvet cake, except all of it is a nightmare.
You are butt-fucking me.
You're butt-fucking us.
This is so heinous.
the cream cheese can be seasoned with onion powder, garlic powder, Worcestershire, and then it looks like they made little flowers on this image using fucking canned cheese.
Yeah, this is the opposite of fruit.
It's the opposite of love.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of peace, of honesty.
Truly, of well-being.
Of well-being.
Yeah, of generational health.
Oh, God. All right, well, that's what they specialize in. That's what that fucking maniac is known for.
All right, so it was founded in 1859. So I think at that point...
Which is 143 years ago.
Right, at that point...
1883.
You're happy, in response to your question, I think he's happy to be famous for anything. I think he's one of these big, sloppy, weird guys who's like, everybody loves my bologna!
Right, in the 1800s when...
Like, aren't you humiliated? And he's like, I feel great about it.
Right. Because in the 1800s, everyone thought that rocks were toys and that bologna was a delicacy.
Absolutely. Right. Yep. And so So let's move ahead to today, right?
Right.
Is that cool?
Yes, of course, please.
So, all right, a couple things. You know the hot dog mobile?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, they have the Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dog mobile.
Yep. Huge. As beautifully utilized by Tim Robinson in that classic sketch.
Yep.
Yep, right? I say we give those out for free so that there's like 40 or 50 in every major city. You're always
free to like influencers.
Teenage men and women.
Teenage men and women. Okay. Yeah. Our demographic.
Yep. So they're driving kind of slowly and poorly, and you're always trying to kind of like park behind them. You know what I mean? You're always trying to watch.
So they're a nuisance?
Yeah. They're totally a nuisance. They're always like pulling up to like to the ATM or the drive through place or whatever. And they're like, they can't get around the corner because it's way too long.
Right.
They're like knocking shit over and stuff. So the whole time you're like, I hate these fucking up. But the way about advertising is that as long as it's working its way into your consciousness,
it works.
It's working. The next time you see this at the store, you won't, like a zombie, be able to help yourself from grabbing three or four helpings.
Okay, I know you're not supposed to ask questions, honey.
No, go right ahead.
I do have questions.
Yeah, sure.
Which is this going to have a negative association where people will recognize the name, but they'll go, ugh, and then not use it?
That's what you would think. But psychologically, the reality is you, if we're talking about something that we fucking hate.
Yeah.
Advertising is doing its job.
Okay, I can see that in as much as because then there will be meme lords who will be like, people hate this so much because of the hot dog mobiles.
Right.
I'm going to buy a bunch as a gag.
And this kind of advertising was the original troll. This is what people learned. No news is good news as long as you got the name of the product out there.
Right, right.
So that's
right.
One idea for the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. You have more questions? Please go right ahead. I'm fielding questions all afternoon. Please. Threaded.
No, those are the prosecution rests.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sustained, overruled.
Yeah, overruled, sustained. Okay. Okay, here's the question. I do love the classic shape
of the hot dog.
Of the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Mobile. Yep.
It's
a hot dog with wheels. What's not to fucking love?
It's great.
Yeah.
I will say of their current products that they are most well known for.
Okay.
I feel like the one that's got the most legs are Lunchables.
Yeah, we're going to come around to Lunchables.
Okay, we're coming around to Lunchables. Okay, so talking about the mobile.
Uh-huh.
The Oscar Mayer mobile.
So I'll say this. I also want, and this is going to really frustrate people. Again, more of the same, right?
I had a pitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, honey. I apologize.
Dun, 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 dun. Do, 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 I'm just kidding. Do, do. What I was going to say was...
Mm-hmm.
I was floundering a bit, actually, but I did come to an idea.
Mm.
I think that the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobiles should be Waymos, self-driving cars. I think they should all be self-driving.
Okay, pitch addendum.
Yes.
They're self-driving, but there's a big hot dog who looks like he's driving. And he looks scared. Or sometimes he looks mad. He's got different expressions.
Sometimes he's happy.
Sometimes he's happy. And the game is like, I saw a mad one today.
Yeah, right.
One of them's really rare.
Because there's that, oh.
A crying one. You want to find the crying one?
Or the one that has the face of like Wilford Brimley.
like an older gentleman.
Yeah, an older gentleman.
Yeah.
There's a dim sum place we went to
uh-huh.
that had a robot waiter.
Wait.
Remember?
Yes, with your pals, right?
Yes.
Yes,
and
totally.
The robot waiter, much like the little robot deliveries, had a face. And it get little like anime emoji faces where it have a little cat smile when it comes and brings you your plate.
Yep.
So I feel like this hot dog could have maybe one of those like those like readouts, those like LED screens that could change the expression.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Totally.
You haven't seen The Fifth Element, right?
At some point I did, yeah.
Do you remember the robot bartender that would go, "Do you want some more?"
No.
Well, there's a robot bartender that goes, "Do you want some more?" And I wonder if maybe we could give hot dog driver a weird little anachronistic robot personality that's kind of charming. And to your point, mm-hmm. maybe we could filter through different personalities.
Yeah.
Like you get different personalities. And then you can also, because obviously people don't want to talk to a driver. That's why they take Waymos.
Uh-huh.
Or they also don't want to be sexually assaulted, which happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently self-driving cars are contributing to the surveillance state. So that's something. But anyway, ours won't. Not the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
We promise. Wink. We're collecting all of your valuable information.
But if you are a Gen Z that is using a self-driving car to bone, because they do that apparently.
Or pork. Because of the
Oscar Mayer hot dog will be able to sense that in some way, and it will wink at you in the rear view.
Oh, okay. It reads the vibe a little bit.
Yeah. It's not a camera.
Uh-huh.
But it's an LED screen that will, if it can register the rocking of the car or something.
Uh-huh.
And it will, the LED screen will change to a smirk and a wink.
Oh, nice. It's harmless enough not to be creepy.
Yeah.
Can he occasionally have a hot dog wife in the passenger seat?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Will they get in hot dog arguments?
I think so, yeah.
And you'll be hot dog son.
Yeah, and it'll be like,
why? He's failing his hot dog classes.
Yeah, well, we got him that hot dog tutor. Like, the classes are about how to be more like a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll be like, I got the fucking arguing ones today or whatever. Yeah. It's kind of annoying. But then, like, you get the ones that really like each other, but it's not too, like, cutesy. But you're like, I like when they get along.
And then there'd probably be, like, a whole subreddit culture of mm-hmm. people that are trying to, like, get the bingo of all of the different hot dog personalities.
That's what I'm saying. And you can, like, talk to them, and maybe for some reason I'm having this idea that, like, some of them have weird beliefs that they, like, believe in Santa Claus or something.
Like around Christmas time they talk about it, or just all the time they talk about it?
All the time.
Okay.
You can talk to them about it, but you can find out this weird stuff if you talk to them enough, but it's like strange and specific.
Oh, so they're going to have hot dog lore.
Yeah, like one of them was like in Vietnam or something. Like
he's missing an eye and they're like, what happened to you, man?
Yeah, right. But right,
they came
right.
out of the trees.
That's so silly. The man in the hole, he came out like a shadow. I watched my hot dog buddies pass.
I held their hot dog bodies.
Have you ever held
screamed into the sky?
Have you ever held your hot dog friend as he went to hot dog heaven? Yeah, I think that's great. Who wouldn't take that Waymo?
I would. I tell you that much.
You would, right?
I would, absolutely.
It's fun, and I'm picturing a lot of room in there.
Uh-huh. I just had an idea, but it's disgusting.
Okay.
They could, like, give you samples.
That's what I was saying.
Of Oscar Mayer products.
I think you should be fucking packed to the gills with hot dogs in there.
It would smell so weird. Unless the whole car was, like, refrigerated.
Yeah, let's say this is, well, they're self-driving. Let's make them self-cleaning, too.
Okay. I mean, he could have, like, a little mini fridge.
Yeah, there's, like, a refrigeration unit.
No water, just Lunchables.
No water. No water allowed, either.
Oh, you get a Capri Sun and a Lunchable if you're lucky, and that's it.
Yep.
Or you get a hot dog, and that shit's going down dry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a soft swallow the whole way down. Dry swallowing.
I feel like, what's his name that, like, just sucks on it before he puts it down and smell it.
Like the hot dog eating champions.
Yeah, the hot dog. What's his name?
Well,
isn't there one?
Yeah.
The guy? The eponymous hot dog eating? Not eponymous.
He's Japanese, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. But
he soaks the hot dog in water to make him go down smooth.
And there's that great episode of that TV show, Man vs. Beast, where he gets in a hot dog eating contest with a bear.
And doesn't he lose spectacularly?
Well, so what happens is the bear doesn't know he's in a hot dog eating contest. So the bear doesn't notice the hot dogs. And the hot dog champion eater is like downing all these hot dogs as fast as he can. And there's like a counter.
And the bear's just looking around.
Yeah. And then the bear, it's really funny. The champion, if I remember correctly, is in a boxing ring. And the bear is next to the boxing ring in a cage. And he doesn't see the hot dogs. But then right at the very end, he sees the hot dogs and goes, and he like eats way more in like 2 seconds. Kobayashi, because at the beginning they go, ladies and gentlemen, it's Kobayashi versus a bear.
That's real?
I think so, yeah. And there's also a strong man played tug of war with an orangutan,
lost spectacularly.
It's
sure.
The only kind of, that's the only sort of show like that I endorse and support. I think that's so fun.
That really seems like a Simpsons. I mean, that's Gentle Ben basically.
Yeah, it's Gentle Ben. Yeah. It was Kobayashi versus a Kodiak bear.
That's insane.
Yeah, really great.
Okay, so we got the Wienermobile pretty good.
Now, did you want to discuss Lunchables?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. I kind of want to know what the current state of Lunchables is, because I feel like they've developed.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I'm going to go to the Oscar Mayer Wiener
website. The only words I saw highlighted on that page of Lunchables was the phrase childhood obesity. That's what immediately jumped out at me.
We got their latest bites.
Oh, they got stuffed dogs.
Okay, interesting. They have plant-based hot dogs that they've just premiered, and right next to that is chili cheese stuffed sausages, baby!
Oh, God.
Them fat dogs stuffed with chili and cheese!
It's when you're trying to turn your heart into a heart dog.
Okay, so... Oh, this is a nightmare. Okay, we're on their products page. They've got multiple versions of bologna, which I didn't realize and really upsets me.
Uh-huh.
They also have something called Bites, which I think is they're trying to make Lunchables, but for adults.
You, totally. Yeah, that's like
it
your...
It is just Lunchables, but for adults.
It's really funny. It's like your modern metrosexual Lunchable.
It's Lunchables for metrosexuals.
For your sad office lunch.
Show me the Lunchables, bitch.
They might not. Honey, I think
they got a lot of deli ham.
I don't think they're allowed to anymore because of the childhood obesity.
No, they've got. I know their Lunchables still exist.
I used to love hard salami.
What does that mean?
I thought it was called.
What is hard salami?
Go back up. Go back up. That's what it's called. Hard salami sliced meat lunch.
Why is it dark and gray, dear?
It's like they're trying to make everything into like a penis joke.
This is gray meat. It's on their official website where they're trying to get people to buy their products, and this meat is gray.
I would describe it as blood brown, honey. And children like disgusting things. I don't know. I can't. God bless. It's like salty meat. It's a superfood.
Oh, my God.
These kids are trying to grow. They're just trying to get this protein.
What is this fucking portable protein pack bullshit?
See, that's so...
I want Lunchables.
There's to-go lunches that they're trying to make them look like you got them at, like, Trader Joe's or something.
Hold the fucking phone. What the hell is this? Scramblers?
Ham and Kobe Jacks.
It's a scramble kit. Potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon, and is it eggs?
And this one has Velveeta.
Oh,
so that's like
God.
a breakfast mac and cheese or something?
Scramble your morning with Oscar Mayer
scramble. Scramble your morning.
Scramble your morning, your insides, your sense of morality.
Your spiritual life.
Your spiritual life, your relationship with your children. With Oscar Mayer scrambles, we've gotten to the bottom of the products. There are no Lunchables.
Scramble the loving God you once believed in.
Honey, there aren't Lunchables on their products.
I'm telling you.
Are Lunchables gone?
I think because of the childhood obesity thing.
Are they dead?
We can find out when we click the Wikipedia page. Honey.
Okay, honey, I'm going back. Oh, God.
So Lunchables have their own website now. Yeah, I've just put it in the chat.
Oh,
okay,
beautiful.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, producer Danny.
Okay, hold on.
Danny,
hold on.
Did you get more British recently?
Yes, I did. It's terminal, we've decided. Not got long left.
I really appreciate that you let me make that
okay,
joke.
Okay, thank
all the
God.
Time.
Lunchables.com. This is advertising, it says on the top.
Okay, that's got to be legally required.
There's a kids section and a parent section. Where do we want to go first, honey?
Let's do kids.
Childhood obesity, it says at the top. This, okay, there's sort of a haunting video playing the top, which makes it seem like this is going to be about a school shooting.
Yeah, that looks like the Gus Van Sant film about Columbine at the beginning.
Why is it lit like it is a coming of age story about a child that contracted AIDS in birth?
Yeah, it looks deeply dramatic.
Why is it so dramatic?
Very shadowy. And then this kid walks in with little Lunchables and everybody goes apeshit. They love it.
Okay, all right. Well, go back home. That's it? It's just this video?
That's it, honey. This is advertising.
What about where are the Lunchables? Our products hub.
Yeah, products hub, yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank God. That took so long. How is it so hard to find Lunchables?
Yo, I'd argue that the ham looks worse than my salami. It's fucking pink.
It's Kirby pink.
It looks like it was...
Slice Kirby into pieces. Put them on a cracker and eat them.
I mean, that's a rebrand. It's a collab between Nintendo and Lunchables, and it's sold as Kirby meat. Soft, delectable Kirby meat.
He eats everything else, and now you can eat him.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's him eating one, and they go, Kirby, that's you. And he goes, ah! He screams, Kirby meat.
Kirby, no, that's you!
Kirby, no, that's your son! Kirby, Lunchable meat.
Da, 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 da. Holy fuck. Well,
and then
great.
Mario walks up and burps, and Luigi's hat pops out of his mouth. And Princess goes, you monsters!
You're all monsters! She's the only one that knows that this is like a horrible hellscape.
Yeah.
She's the only sane one in a world of madness. Okay, so they have... No wonder they had to have their own website. They have so many versions of Lunchables.
Yeah, I couldn't have been more wrong.
Wow, they have PB&J Lunchables, nachos and cheese dip, childhood obesity Lunchables, just kidding, chicken dunks.
Yeah, Lil Diabetes it's called.
Cookie dunks. They got Dunkables.
Those are probably so great.
They're probably so great. Dirt cake dunkables. They got mozzarella stick dunkables. They got grilled cheese Lunchables. They got the classic. I will tell you,
yeah,
the pizza's Lunchables fucking blew ass. And
be good.
They were so bad. And I will fight anyone that says they were good. I ate them a lot as a child. They sucked. So did you
have to microwave them? What was the deal?
You're supposed to go and take them to lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just have a cold, dense, unbaked dough in a cracker.
Bogus.
With cold pizza sauce and unmelted cheese on top.
Yeah, dude. Bad. I don't.
A nightmare.
Yeah. There's no kind of pizza sauce that would make that good. I don't care if it was fucking straight from Milan or something.
No.
When I see Lunchables, Lunchables are a little bit after my time.
Sure.
Slightly, right? These look to me like the opposite of parental love.
Oh yeah, it really.
You know what
is,
I mean? Like this screams like neglect.
It's neglect in a little box you can take with you to lunch.
And I'm not blaming all the parents or whatever. It's like I understand everyone's busy.
They're busy and
you know I don't think they're. I imagine most of them are not happy about feeding these to their children either.
No, certainly not.
The turkey and cheddar protein pack, it sound like it's fucking from the space race from the 1980s.
They've also got deep dish pizzas. Okay, no, remembering, putting in my brain the memory of Lunchables being, the pizza being so atrocious because it was cold. How in God's name are these chicken nuggets any good?
Yeah, it can't be.
You're telling me chicken, cold, dense, breaded chicken nuggets?
Uh-huh, yeah.
In the afternoon sun?
Yep.
At a recess table?
Yep. Separated by only the thinnest, most non-biodegradable plastic.
And they've probably gotten all weird and moist since they got out of the fridge.
Oh, they're moist, all right. They feel like somebody just held them in their hand for a while and then slowly dumped them under. Like, let them roll down their hand onto the plate. This guy's, here's your lunch, kids.
You know, okay. So having looked at all these different Lunchables options,
mm-hmm.
I will say, I feel like we tend to do a thing where we're like, what if it's Lunchables, but it's like better food or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering if we can expand. I sort of want to try to expand our minds, think outside the box a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And not just put like different food in the Lunchables, but like what, you know.
I got an ad campaign.
Okay.
All right. So it's called.
You seem bummed about it.
Yeah, it's called Punchables. And it's so good, I don't like it. It's uh-huh. like you get like Jake Paul and people like that, or like the celebs who are promoting it. So it's all the kind of people, the kind of like loud, obnoxious, trolley guys.
Right.
You know what
Mr.
I mean?
Mr. Beast.
Yeah, all those guys. Punchables. Yeah, exactly.
And then these guys are punchable?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're punchable. And there's also like, you know, fucking boxing gloves on the packaging or something. It doesn't have to make sense.
Well, you know what's great about this too is that Jake Paul does like do MMA and shit now, I guess.
Exactly.
So...
Oh, yeah. No, he just got his ass fucking.
Did he? Did he get it wrecked?
Stomped on Netflix. Yeah, but he was really.
Whoa. Of course.
He finally fought like a boxer who wasn't 50 because he fought Mike Tyson.
Right.
But Mike Tyson is
a thousand years old.
Yeah, he's a grandpa.
Yeah.
Who has sustained brain damage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's awful.
His brain's been knocked around every which way but loose.
Yeah, I think he may have gotten his jaw broken, which we can reference in the Lunchables commercial.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the only thing he can eat now is this like sloppy Lunchable because he's had his.
Because it's soft enough.
Yeah, because he had his skull rearranged. And then in the commercial, you can have, like, it feels satisfying to the viewer because they get punched or whatever.
You feel good.
And America loves violence. And
honey, that's really good.
Punchables.
Punchables.
Yep.
That's really great.
Yep. Thank you.
I mean, okay.
The other thing is Munchables, and they're even smaller.
Oh, like really tiny chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Really tiny crackers.
Yeah, really tiny crackers.
Really tiny little ham slices.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that.
Munchables, yeah.
And they're so itty bitty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like when you go to Little Tokyo and they've got those like tiny, tiny little houses that you put together.
Yes, exactly.
You got an itty bitty little chair.
Yeah, who's going to live in there? Little man?
Little man, little guy.
And also, of course, former guest of the pod can endorse a whole series that we will call Funchables, Ron Funches. And we'll pay him millions and millions of dollars.
Ron on the cover.
Yep, and he's, I believe, both has health conscious and loves weed. So I think that's a fun thing where they could be like...
There's one of the little sections is weed?
Yeah, more nutritious with one gummy in there.
Wait, honey.
Yeah?
That's fucking genius.
Okay. Talk to me, baby.
I was like, okay, what is the demo for Lunchables that we aren't? It's like, because they tried to make like the working woman, working
man. I know where you're going.
And it's for weed boys.
Stoners.
Weed boys and girls. Stoners.
Stoners.
You have Ron Funches on the cover.
Yes.
And there is, because every Lunchables, as you will see,
yep.
has a little dessert for you. This one's got an Oreo.
Yep.
This one's got little chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
This one down mm-hmm. here has a little crunch bar.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's a fucking edible.
Yep.
Everything's an edible.
You think they're all weed infused edibles?
Because
I think
you're right.
I think you start with two gummy bear edibles, right?
Yes.
You pop
then
those.
You get munchies.
Yep.
And then you got your fucking ham and cheese with crackers right there.
Yep. And but then Ron's can be like a toasted, some sort of like a rice crackery thing.
Sure.
Or whatever, slightly more healthy.
Honestly, honey, I don't think we should go healthy. I think we should go straight up Lunchables. This is the kind of bullshit you want to eat when you're
well,
high.
Well, that would be called Munchiebles, right?
Munchiebles.
You got the munchies. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
You got right. the munchies. So oh, yes.
tiny little bag of Ruffles potato chips.
Oh, why tiny?
Because they're small. You think a full-size, family-size bag at Ruffles potato chips?
Well, I thought it would be like a part, like the sort of like standard.
Like.
Oh, but you're saying they have to fit in the package.
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay, sure.
Which would be funny that stoners will get frustrated trying to open it.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's fun.
Okay.
And you know, there's like, we could do, Cypress Hill could do one, for example.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, hell yeah. Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams smokes a good amount of weed. Ice Cube, like a lot of real fun celebrities.
Yes, celebrity endorsements.
Specifically Snoop. I think you go Snoop first.
Wow, this is extremely good, honey, because then.
No!
Fuck. Because then.
Yeah.
You don't risk eating too many, like, a lot of times when you get edibles.
I know where you're going.
They're delicious.
Yep. Yeah,
but they have so much weed in them and you get really fucking too high and then you barf all over your ex-boyfriend's bedroom.
It is so easy to overdose on edibles. I've seen it happen a million times.
It happens all the time.
And it's always because you take one and then you wait 45 minutes and you're like, this didn't work. So then you take 19 of them and
uh-huh.
then you realize that like cars move too fast and then you have to go home.
Okay, off of that.
Yeah.
Because Lunchables, as we know, are separated into little compartments, right?
Yeah.
So we have the edibles in the one section that's easy to open, you pop them.
Yes.
Then there is a second dose in there, but on the packaging it says, are you sure?
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to open.
Yeah, totally. And it'll be like, do you think this is funny? And it'll be
there's like three different layers.
And it's like a...
Like, we're just trying to help you, man.
It's like a Ziggy cartoon, and if you think it's funny, you're too high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 I think that's the best way to test
that's
if
great.
You're too high.
Yes.
And if you think it's scary, then you need to drink some water. You know, you need to like get some oranges
yes.
going, get some coffee.
Yes.
You need to come up a little.
So it's like one of those like pop taps that you get on like canned fruit or whatever, but there's like three of them.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I like that. Yeah.
And then if you can get past all of them.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Then you can have the second dose of edibles.
Yeah, totally.
Then you got your Capri Sun, which is, I think, just normal Capri Sun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you got your ham and American cheese and crackers, Lunchables.
Yeah, totally.
And then I think you want another non-edible dessert in there just because you like dessert.
Yeah, just because exactly, because you're stoned and you want something sweet and delish.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So then there can be like an Oreo there or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really, really strong.
Fuck, this is so good.
There could be a Cheech and Chong one.
Honey.
I'm just trying to think of all the wonderful...
This is what... How many? What number episode is this?
60 something.
Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you have to walk all the way around the world to come back home, and this is our home.
This is our home.
Actually, rebranding Real Brands.
It's the prodigal son. This is what the Bible
rebrand.
This is what the Bible was talking.
It was
about.
In the name. This is the prodigal son returning.
I stand behind every other episode, and also start here. Start here, fall in love, and then once you've fallen in love, go back and learn more about our lives.
Yes.
But really, really sink into this one.
This is the one.
And allow yourself to be enveloped by the brilliance of Munchiebles.
Fuck, Munchiebles is
you know what
so
I'm saying?
Good.
A little, like, cartoony weed leaf on the front.
Fuck.
And again, like...
Yeah, it's like a cartoon with eyes.
Yes, and I...
Munchiebles!
Yeah, and I think Funchiebles, I think with Ron, he can do... There could be one where he's like... He loves professional wrestling, so he can be fucking throat slamming Hulk Hogan, stuff like that. You know.
I still also there's a special place in my heart for the Kirby.
Kirby meat.
Kirby meat.
Yeah, yeah. Kirby no, awesome. It's you.
No, it's your son, Kirby. No. Okay, should we go to Danny's corner?
Yeah, let's go to Danny's corner.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, you're right. Right. I don't know why I said right. that. You're right. You're right.
Danny refuses to do an American accent for me because it's.
That was kind of it.
I know. That's
no. I did one once for you, and never again. Right? I have made promises to people. I will not attempt. Right? I got three products. One of which has been gifted to me by a guest of the podcast. So I'm going to leave that one till last.
Okay, great.
But first one, short and sweet. This is cat hands.
Original cat costume, hands, tiny cat.
Access blocked.
Access blocked.
What?
It's I think maybe because it's UK. Do you want to share your screen? And then we can see it on, we can see
oh,
it on your
gotcha.
Screen.
Oh, gotcha. Can I do that?
You probably can. I would think. Allow.
What time is this? Is this for technical difficulties?
This is at 3:37:27, kind of.
Okay. Shut also, Danny, I do want to get the links in the Insta if we can.
Yeah, oh, that's absolutely fine.
Oh,
this is excellent. So, listeners, there is an image of a cat with two tiny human hands on its front paws that make it look like they have interlaced their fingers and are thinking, or like you're like at a meeting with this cat.
Yep.
It's, and for just for 10 euros, basically.
So I love the affordability. In my head, I go, look, is it discrimination that they're only white?
This is my thought.
But then I was like, probably only white people want these.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Can't you imagine? Oh, there's, oh, but like.
Oh, they're like obsidian, like jet black.
Yeah, that's, they didn't know how to
looks
do
like
it.
He's wearing driving gloves for a little car.
Oh, they're prayer hands. There are hands that are interlaced. Yeah. And then there's heart hands. The hands interlaced is the only one that should exist.
I don't know. I like that they give us options.
Do you like prayer hands?
Yeah, because
I mean, prayer hands is pretty funny.
When you think about the expression on the cat's face in combination with the hands, I think that's all kind of funny. But you've got to get the cat to be whole, like put its hands together. It can't like walk.
The paws
with these.
Need to be together. Right?
All of them are connected. I think that they should be separate hands so the cat can like walk around with them and stuff, right?
Oh, you want the cat to be able to walk around with horrifying Cronenbergian human hands on its feet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That could be the rebrand.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Body horror cat hands.
Body horror cat hands.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like you could do a thing where I feel like they should have more where like the hands are upturned as if the cat is putting its chin in its hands.
Very fun.
Like it's being
cute. What are you thinking about?
Yeah. Cutesy and coy.
Cutesy and coy.
That's so good. Give me a middle finger, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a throw up a west side. You know,
peace sign.
Yeah.
Glaring hand. I want my cats to swear.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Hang loose. Give me a shaka.
We also need accurate skin tones.
Yeah.
Because black obsidian is not how anyone looks.
You're right.
Unless you're an eldritch creature.
I think it's fun.
I love it. I think it's great.
Did you find this one on your own, Danny?
I found this one on my own.
It's great.
Yeah, brilliant.
Probably my favorite.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I think it's fun.
We should get it for our cats. And this cat seems very down with it.
Yeah, no, he seems chill.
Yeah, he seems really chill. Okay, what do we got next, Danny?
Right. I'll do screen share for this one because I think you might have the same issue. We have cat pillows, but the way in which they are done. Yeah.
Okay. Listener, imagine if you dare.
What? No, dude. It got worse.
I think it was. I'm sorry.
Their pillows shaped in the exact form as the picture that you send of your cat, it seems. So the very first image is someone holding their cat up under their armpits and the cat's arms are splayed out like it is, as Mort said, in a crucifix position. But the way the pillow has been constructed, the head is squished down and the arms are coming out of the side of the head. The cat looks harrowed. The legs are disproportionate to each other and thin and unsettling.
Yeah.
And then the other images, if you go to the next image, Danny, some of these look okay and some of them look like the cat was put into a strange machine that deforms them somehow.
Yeah, some sort of sinister like ray gun or something.
Yeah.
This one makes me really sad.
Oh,
that's a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah, well, that's the body.
I don't know what it
that's
is.
That's the Cronenbergian. That thing has been stretched and shaped into some sort of Cthulhu style mask of unimaginable pain.
Yeah, I think the previous one, I think that they must have given a picture of the cat licking its own butt or something.
Uh-huh.
But then the way that the pillow was produced, it looks like it has two legs that are broken and going in opposite directions, and then a really big white penis. Oh,
this
God.
One makes me wish that humans would find a purpose.
Oh my God.
It doesn't look, the thing that makes me laugh so much about this is if you go back down to like reviews.
Uh-huh.
I love this. So excited. And like people just leaving like the best reviews. I don't know
this
what
is the
that
best
is.
Thing I've ever seen. 5 stars.
The best thing I've ever seen. Has that person just been trapped in a well for 3 years?
I don't know.
That is only acceptable if it's the only thing you've ever seen.
I think to rebrand this, we have to find this person where she lives and put a stop
Look,
to it once and for all.
Will you go down a little bit? Because what it says Amanda's shop, right?
Yeah, it's Amanda.
It's
the shop owner.
It's an independent, probably shop owner. God bless. I hope that Amanda's getting the bag. And also, I wish things were different.
I wish we were different.
Just in general. Like, I wish we are allowed to stop making things.
Yes. I think this is evidence that capitalism has officially reached its end.
And I'm a person who loves human creativity and the human spirit's ability to create artful, expressive experiences.
Sure.
But this one makes me wish I was born blind.
Okay, what's the last one you got for us, Danny?
Okay, so this one I can send you the link to. So this was given to me by Chris from Good Morning From Hell. After he recorded with you guys, he came to me and he was like, I've got something that you have to show Morten Ashley that he was apparently gifted. He got it for real, okay. Yeah. So this is a muscle duck buff duck.
Oh! Muscle duck. Okay. Okay.
I only like it because the legs are muscular.
Let's describe this. So for our listeners, imagine like, you know, those like rubber chickens, but instead of a chicken or like a rubber ducky, mm-hmm. but it is, so imagine a rubber ducky. That's better.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine a rubber ducky head. Yeah.
Now remove the body, keep the head where it is, remove the body, replace the body with two muscular human legs. Coming from the neck.
What's the butt like?
What's the butt like? That's a great question, honey.
There is a video. Oh, yeah, the butt is a duck butt.
It's also the way bigger than you think it's going to be.
Wait, where? It's got a little tail. Wow, that's so crazy that they put. That's so crazy they put a duck tail on it, but it still looks like a muscle man's legs.
This is a sex thing, right?
Yeah, this has got to be a sex thing. It reminds me of Howard the Duck a little bit, which is this weird 80s movie where they, for some reason, sexualized this fake duck.
It's like got a thick lady's legs.
Yeah, but then kind of manly feet, I think.
Yes.
That makes me think like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a crazy ass.
This is one in the pink, one in the stink. This has got to be what this is for, right? This has got to be...
Yeah, you're not familiar with that phrase, Danny? Is there a problem?
I mean, I am, but
we're saying
like...
that shit all the time in America. this reminds me of the Minotaur book.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are getting more and more into this weird interspecial fuckable creature thing.
What's interesting, though, is there's no genitals. It's like a Ken doll. It just, it goes from neck. There is a sort of contouring around where a crotch is that is a little unsettling.
Yeah.
Which doesn't suggest... any sort of anatomy, it just suggests that something's happening.
It seems like a meaty tuck.
Like something. Oh, it does seem like a meaty tuck. You're right, honey.
Did Chris say anything about this? What was his opinion?
Yeah, so apparently the podcast is also on Tales from the Stinky Dragon. They did like a roll for bad gifts over Christmas. So they rolled a D20 and then like whatever number they got was like the corresponding gift. I believe this was a very low number on the dice.
I'm glad you said that because I was trying to be nice about it because I thought maybe he or someone he cared about thought it was a good idea. But yeah, no.
No, he understands that it's horrific and he wanted me to present it to you.
What's the Dr. Moreau style, just slamming together two animals?
This says, playful contrast and humor, unlike traditional garden decorations, this sexy buff duck statue delivers a fun contrast that fills your space with laughter.
Which is still odd, but they're describing a duck that has an entire body that is muscular.
Okay.
They are. They're also, for some reason, really think that Jeep owners are going to love this.
Interesting.
It says, perfect present for any occasion. An excellent gift for Jeep owners is the first one.
It's a Jeep thing.
It's a Jeep. It's a Jeep thing.
You wouldn't understand.
They have a bumper sticker that says it's a Jeep thing. You wouldn't understand. And they have this duck on the dash.
And they're right. I don't.
There's only one review.
Okay.
5 stars.
Hell yeah.
No words.
Then is the no body duck the worst thing? Or is it worse when it has a body?
Yeah.
Is my question.
I did see the body duck.
Yeah.
You know, body duck makes more sense to me. There's more happening at least.
Does it have a clitoris?
Oh, wait.
It looks like it's got a little weird.
It does look like it's
got. It has a strange vagina or something.
I think that's shadow.
The tiniest micro penis in the world, or it has a clitoris.
Kind of cool.
on board with this one.
He's got a tight. Well, I think because I saw the legs only guy first.
Oh, look at his tight little tushy.
Oh yeah, he's got a muscly rump.
So, listeners, I'm sure you've gleaned, but this is just a muscular body with a duck head, tight little tush, six pack abs.
Yep.
And a clitoris.
Standing in kind of a Superman pose, and then...
And someone put it into a gift basket with a little bow on top.
Yeah. What do you think, Danny? Which one's worse?
Yeah. Which one Which one are you more attracted to? Go on record.
If I were to go on record and fall in love with one of these ducks, I think the long legs is... Because it's weirder.
I think I'm actually with Danny. I've gone
really?
Back. I've gone back. I like long legs better.
What about the fact that the legs one cannot physiologically exist in reality?
That makes it better.
Okay, cool.
So special.
That makes it better.
Yeah, fair. It's more magical, really, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, more fantastical.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like how you said fall in love. I like how you're bringing the romance back.
Yeah.
I am. Finally. Yeah, I would fall in love with this duck. If I wasn't married, boy, this duck, yeah. Like, it would have my hand.
You know what you could do? You could put those cat hands on him.
Yeah.
Give him some arms.
Where?
The cat hands.
Paint them yellow.
But where would they affix, honey? He's got no arms.
Well, under his head.
I have a hot glue gun and will. I will make it work.
Yeah, exactly. You can handle it.
This duck is also so much. Again, I need to stress how much bigger this duck is than you think.
It's really big.
It's like the size of a lamp.
Yeah, why is it so big?
It's really big.
It's like
very
eight
large.
Inches.
It's really large.
How many inches?
8 inches.
Yeah. You would think it'd be 3.5.
It's a sex toy.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, that thing's.
It's gotta be a sex
toy. How are you using that as a.
One in the pink and one in the stink, dude.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay, I get it now. I mean, at first, I didn't understand why you were saying that. Now I completely understand. I apologize.
Thank you very much.
If only people knew that Ashley Virch had a podcast where she talks about the stink sometimes.
I've done it twice now. I think that's a good place to stop. Danny, where can the people find you?
The people can find me on Instagram at Danny Lee Art. And I have an Etsy as well. If you want to buy my weird and wonderful things, you feel free. And yeah, check it out.
And honey, where can the people find us?
You can find us at www.thepink.com. Just kidding. Yeah, you can find us at Rebrand the Podcast on Patreon. We've got a Patreon. It's so goddamn fun because you immediately get access to our Discord, and then you get to do stuff like suggest episodes to us, talk to us where we hang out once a month with Danny sometimes, which makes the whole thing feel more sophisticated because how British she is. And you also get pictures of the dog and unaired episodes and stuff like that. $5 a month only.
$5 a month only.
Yeah.
And where can they find us on Instagram and shit?
You can find us on Instagram and shit at Rebrand the Pod on Instagram and shit. You can find me at Mort Burke.
And I'm at Ashley Birch, spelled dumb. Thanks for listening.
We did it.
Yay.
Rebrand.